Chapter 5. These are the sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn. He was the firstborn, but because he defiled the bed of his father, his right as firstborn was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so he was not enrolled genealogically for the right of the firstborn. Though Judah was superior to his brothers, and from him came the one to be the leader, the right as firstborn belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reaiah his son, Baal his son, and Beera his son, whom King Tilgath-Pilneser of Assyria took into exile. He was a chieftain of the Reubenites. His brothers by their families in the genealogical enrollment by their descendants were, as the head, Jeiel, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel, who lived in Aroer, and as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. To the east he settled as far as the beginning of the wilderness at the Euphrates River, for their livestock had become numerous in the land of Gilead. In the days of Saul, they waged war against the Hagrites, who were defeated before them, so they dwelled in their tents throughout all the territory east of Gilead. Now the descendants of Gad lived next to them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salica. Joel was the head, Shapham the second, and Jani and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brothers belonging to their paternal houses were Michael, Meshullam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Ziah, and Eber, seven in all. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Hurai, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshishai, son of Jado, son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdiel, son of Gunai, was head of their paternal house. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan and its dependent towns, and in all the pastures of Sharon as far as they extended. They were all enrolled genealogically in the days of King Jotham of Judah and in the days of King Jeroboam of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 mighty warriors in their army, who carried shields and swords and were armed with bows, and they were trained in war. They waged war against the Hagrites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. And they were helped in fighting them, so that the Hagrites and all who were with them were given into their hand. For they called to God for help in the war, and he responded to their entreaty because they trusted in him. They captured their livestock, 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys, as well as 100,000 people. Many had fallen slain, because the war was waged by the true God, and they lived in their place until the time of the exile. The descendants of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, and Senir and Mount Hermon. They were numerous. These were the heads of their paternal houses: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were mighty warriors, men of fame, and heads of their paternal houses. But they acted unfaithfully toward the God of their forefathers, and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had annihilated from before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of King Paul of Assyria, that is, King Tilgath-Pilneser of Assyria, so that he took into exile those of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and the river Gozan, where they are until this day.